Here with me in this interview, I've got Van Ricketts. You are with Mariel. And first of all, Van, tell me a little bit about what you do for the company.
I'm primarily involved with the fed cattle business. Work primarily with the corporate structures, but also all of fed cattle for Mariel.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Mariel for being a sponsor once again here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference for the media room. That is greatly appreciated. And so we just thank you again for that. And now, as we look at some of the things that information that you would probably like cattlemen to know, let's just first touch on calf preconditioning and what this can mean in terms of a return to the producer.
Well, the returns to the producer is really changing at this particular point in time in a very positive manner. We have traditionally, in times of $2 corn, looked at premiums which might, be $30 a head, $40 a head, for preconditioning, weaning and preconditioning those calves. That's escalating now, and it's for very good reasons. The risk that a feed yard operator has to take now, including the cost of the animal and the inputs for that animal, it's much more important for him to get an animal that will perform. So that adds to the value that he understands and he perceives and he's willing to pay. There's another piece of that, especially with the price of feeder livestock right now and also the price of corn. Many times if you precondition calves and put them on a reasonably hot ration or a fairly nutrient-dense ration, you're going to get a little bit of flesh on those calves. Obviously, they were going to, during that 45 to 60 days, they were going to gain a significant amount of weight, for which you might have to take a discount over the unweaned calf in premium. Well, that's reversed now. In fact, that heavier weight calf is worth more relative to the feeder. So the premium and the profitability comes from two places. One, from making that calf bigger. Second, from making him healthier. And also from having a verified program that your buyer has confidence that all of those procedures have been followed.
Well, in addition to preconditioning, something that is also very important is parasite control. And I think you've had a study that has come out to show the importance of that. And so if you could, just tell us what kind of information that study came out and how that applies to what Mariel does or has to offer.
Well, actually, the study was completed by Iowa State University. It was an industry-wide study on the value of technology in the cattle industry. But it does bring out a lot of information as far as deworming and the value of deworming to various segments of the cattle industry. And the estimate there that Dr. Lawrence makes is that the total value of deworming in the industry is about $190 per cow-calf unit. Probably the highest proportion of that gain for accurately and effectively deworming cattle is in the stocker segment, both the calf segment and the stocker segment. But the stocker segment in particular, because those cattle are going to subsist, for 180 days on grass or whatever that stocker period is. And it's extremely important for them to deworm those calves at arrival and make sure that they go out with the ability to consume and the appetite. Parasites are a huge appetite depressant. So that's where it's really important. The return on deworming stocker cattle is probably a 10-to-1 proposition. $10 in benefit for each dollar spent. It's a huge benefit, one that can't be overlooked.
In either case of the topics we've touched on here, producers that want more information, tell them how they get that.
They can get that information by calling our helpline, Mariel. They'd be welcome to call any one of our veterinarians, and we have a full veterinary staff to answer questions of that nature. And I think the take-home for everyone is that increased input costs just makes each decision more critical. The ones that we make on the good side are going to pay bigger dividends, and the ones that we make incorrectly are going to cost a lot more.
Well, thank you very much, Van, for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.